waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
For the people, excuse me, hashtag for the people. That's the new slogan for the Democrats 2018. I guess I'm with her, just, well, it's no good anymore. For the people is the new hashtag slogan for now, and I like it. So I want you to let that sink in and marinate for a moment, if you will. And I want you to think in terms of Maxine Waters, hashtag for the people. Nancy Pelosi, hashtag for the people. I mean, how much fun can we have with this? How much fun can you have? Lately, Democrats have been talking a lot about, you know, what's at stake in America. You want to know what's at stake? A booming economy, a more secure border, a stronger military, a more robust evaluation for veterans at the VA administration. There's a whole lot of things at stake here. So what do the Democrats want to take away from the American people? Let's start with that bigger paycheck and that robust economy. The Democrats want to roll back the tax cuts of December 2017. They want to take those crumbs away from you and your family, from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The average family of four received a tax cut of $2,059. As we heard from Congressman Wahlberg here a bit ago, in the 7th Congressional District, that average was $2,600 per family. But the Democrats think that's not a good idea. More than 4 million people received more than $4 billion in bonuses as companies spread out some of the wealth from their own tax cuts to their workers. And instead of celebrating that, the Democrats just looked down upon us and said, those are nothing but crumbs. Maybe in your world. The unemployment rates in this country are at historic lows right now, especially in the Black community, in the Hispanic community, among women. Unemployment at historic lows. Apparently, the Democrats don't like that either. Since President Trump took office, more than 3.5 million jobs have been created, more than a million of those since just December, since the tax cuts were put in place, more than a million new jobs since December. Yeah, the unemployment numbers, the lowest point in decades. Job openings are at a record high. In June, there were 6.7 million available jobs. It's only the second time in the last two decades that there are more jobs than people to fill them. In fact, most Americans think it's a great time. It's a great time to find a job or move up or find a new job or start a business. Why? Because the economy is doing so well. What else would the Democrats like to get rid of? If you look at that law signed in December of 2017, it wasn't just about cutting tax rates. It also included legislation that nearly doubled the standard deduction to allow families to keep more of their money. If you're single, you don't pay taxes on your first $12,000. If you're married, you pay no taxes at all on the first $24,000. The child tax credit went from $1,000 to $2,000, $1,400 of which, by the way, is refundable. It preserved the adoption tax credit, expanded the 529 savings accounts of K-12 education, all providing extra cushion that will help cover the cost of child care and other expenses, including a $500 non-refundable credit for non-child dependents, meaning if you got somebody else that's older in your home. These are all things that were put into place, and apparently, the Dems don't like any of these things because they would have you believe these are crumbs and a bad thing and we should get rid of it. On top of all that, the Able to Work Act makes Able account contributions eligible for what's known as the Savers Credit. This little-known tax credit allows individuals to take credit of up to $2,000 or $4,000 if filing jointly to save more money. If you're low income, the more you save, the more credit you can claim. So you can save $4,000 as a couple tax-free. Crumbs? No, I don't think those are crumbs on top of everything else. And so for the people is absolute nonsense. You know, you get rid of all this red tape and all of these barriers and all of this meddling. You want to talk about meddling by the government? The government meddling in your life in a variety of ways is really offensive to me. One of the other things the Democrats apparently don't like is military readiness. Look at how much the military was compromised during the 8 years of the Obama administration. A decade of cuts in the military, by all estimates, was basically in shambles. You heard the stories of military personnel having to go to the boneyard to pick parts off from old broken planes to get the ones that we have actually deployed to fly. The rule of law and border security, I don't want to get rid of that. VA accountability, I don't want to get rid of that. And a chance to have a better life in general and be an American, I don't want to get rid of any of these things. But when the Democrats run against Donald Trump, because that's all they have, is to run against Donald Trump. They don't have anything else to offer. They run against Donald Trump's a bad guy. Russia, 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 Russia. They ignore everything else, and that is the accomplishments. And I don't want to roll back the number of great judges who have now made it to the federal benches around this country either, in all the circuit courts of appeals. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals getting a new conservative justice today. The D.C. Court of Appeals, another conservative justice coming there. And Brett Kavanaugh going to the United States Supreme Court. All of these things the Democrats would prefer to take away come 2018 in November. I think maybe we should help them to understand that's not what we, the people, want. And if you want hashtag for the people, you'll need to go a different direction. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.